Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. The part five of Better Living in Jesus and Way. And part five is, was Jesus afraid to die? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. It was right that God should bring Jesus back to heaven as king. All things belong to God, and he causes all things to continue. God wanted many people to become his children. He wanted them to live with him in heaven. Jesus made this possible because he died with much pain as a sacrifice. Then we understand in this verse, in this part of the Bible, in New Covenant, God talked with us about his purpose and his plan when Jesus died over the cross, and Jesus carried our sin by cross. The cross was our sins, and Jesus died over the cross and wiped out all our sins, and he died for our sins, and he went to the death, and from death he, the third day, he rose again and resurrected himself, rose again from the dead, and make a victory, and he defeated the dead. And that is because Jesus wasn't afraid afraid to die, because he knew about his duty to defeat the dead and destroy things that for our sake, that when we die, we resurrect in the third day after our death. Isaiah chapter 8, God will use Assyria to destroy Israel and Syria. God talked with Isaiah and told him to write a name, and when it was it became another disaster, natural disasters in regions, God let somebody become pregnant, or Isaiah's wife became pregnant, and God told him that when the child is born, it must call the same name, God told him. And it happened, a disaster, natural disasters in the area, and a land went under the water, and a lot of people died and were destroyed. And then God also learned Isaiah about how he should protect those people who survived, and make them and learn them how they should be and pray God, and also destroy Satan and his demons' bad action. The Lord's message to Isaiah was that he shouldn't be like another in Judah. And God told Isaiah, they are trying to make agreement to each other, the groups, few groups in different area. They try to make agreement to turn against the rulers. And God told Isaiah he shouldn't accept that agreement, because it is something bad against the goodness, against the holiness, against God. And God only make him courageous to don't be afraid and stay against and save as many as possible to bring them and let them do not agree and disobey those agreements and save people. Isaiah's message to his people or to his disciples was that he told them, Isaiah wrote everything God told him on a paper and gave it to his disciples and told that go and teach everybody about that. And he sent them to different places in their area and let them learn and teach everybody about God's message and what was their duty and how those people who listen could cooperate and join them and working for God's grace. And God also will, when we hear this part of the messages, we must also be aware. And Jesus is the Christian's father. And we have Jesus as our father. And he is the master. And whatever happened, we must be aware and awakened to hear Jesus, his messages, his resources, his education, and his words. And Jesus will that we use our brain and we take the Bible and read the Bible and find a lot of resources, a lot of solutions. And in case we cannot, we are not able to use it, then Jesus will, God will, that we acknowledge Jesus and talk with him. And he's going to learn us and support us. And whatever we do, we must only do it in the name of Jesus. And do not lose your hope or your patience. Only have patience and only trust that Jesus and God are in action and they can see us and they know that we are able to do something and they watch over us to help us and make our action victorious. In the Jesus powerful and precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.